So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Welomukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 9 kuNcwabakazi 2024 ngoKhepu Stube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuzwe ngalokho akwenzayo. Uhulumende owangena vele elihlo ngandlebe nalamhlanje, over 40 years.
Inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International ye-United Nations, isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe, nabezokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu kweleZimbabwe.
Sengabuza wathiwa umhlabathi lwa wathathwa umsobho lapho isimu yami khona ilokhu isiyayo. Kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona le indawo yami ngoba kathiwo yakhe ngeyami. Nafike lapha 81.
Izakhamizi zidlephana nabalwa impi yenkululeko ababathathela imizi lamadlelo. Lingakhuthwa isigaba somculo ese Walls of Pride. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye-Amnesty International, isigodlo somela elemelika eZimbabwe, umanyana wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations, amabandla ezokholo labanye bathi akumelanga eleZimbabwe libophe amahlayana abaphikisayo labalwela ilungelo likazulu. Imibiko le yethulwe kulabantu abedlula ikhulu abavalelwe e-remand prison besetshenziswa amacala okuqoqa ukutshengisela emgwaqweni ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC Summit kanye labatshengisela phandle komthethwandaba besola ukubotshwa kwabaphikisayo. Abezindaba abeZim Live babika njalo ukuthi abantu abahlome ngemibhobho egoqela ama-AK-47 bazame ukuthumba umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Trust Africa umnumzana Briggs Bomber namhla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapolisa adinga njalo abanye abaphikisayo ukuthiwa bathuthozela udlakela. ELeZimbabwe lizaqhuba umhlangano we-SADC Summit kusukela mhla ka-17 kunyanga yonale. Uza sihlaziye okwethulwe izinhlanganiso ezijeneyo lesigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe kanye lokwenzakala elizweni lonke jikelele. Uthabuka Ncube uqoqelo nobhala jikelele webandla le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, yena othi inkuthazo le ilakho ungalalelwa.
Sibona kuyimibiko eqondileyo ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuzwe ngalokho akwenzayo. Uhulumende owangena vele elihlo ngandlebe nalamhlanje, over 40 years, elokhu esenza into engaqondanga, into embi kakhulu. Umhlaba wonke lo ungawukhangela usuvuma ukuthi ukubuswa kuyatshiyelwana, ngoba lokhu ku-about ukuhlala esikhundleni. I-South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, Oswaziland, Lesotho khonapho makhelwane, bonke bayatshintsha uhulumende. Thina yito kungatshintshwa uhulumende okumele umuntu azayegenqulwa.
Abanye eZimbabwe ikakhulu abalwela amalungelo oluntu bayakhala njalo bathi uhulumende usebethusela ngemva kokuba kubonakale izimota zamasotsha zibhoda kanye lendizamtshina. Li kubona njani konke lokho?
Ye, vele uhulumende lo uphila ngokwethusela. Uvele waphila njalo umbone senzogugurawundi, kwakuyikuthi abantu kabesabe bavume into ayifunayo. Umnankagwa njengoba esesikhundleni abantu kabamfuni. Uyakwazi futhi khona kuvele uyesaba uhleli ngovalo. Yikuzifaka esikhundleni kuvele kubi khonapho. Nxa uzifakile uzaphinda wesaba, ivinxa ubona izithunzi ubalekele izithunzi ozibonayo, ngoba kawungenanga ngendlela.
Abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende uqakathekisa abantu bemzini esemisa amalungelo kaZulu. Libona njani lokho?
Akaqakathekisi abantu bemzini, uqakathekisa isikhundla. ukuhlala esikhundleni ngoba abantu bemzini ngabuya baqhakathekisa ngabe wenza lokho abantu bemzini abakwenzayo emizini yabo kodwa ke simbona esenza lokho abantu bemzini abangakwenziyo emizini yabo ngabantu abahloniphayo abahlonipha ilungelo loluntu lakho konke
umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance ubekhupha ecingweni lotaboka Ncube we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg wele South Africa siphinde saxoxa njalo ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Kutakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso edlelana lebandla le-ZANU PF e-Forever Associates Zimbabwe
I-US Embassy le-Amnesty International bake babhalela yini i-Britain ukuthi ikhiphe laba ababotshiwe e-Britain be-protest. Ngoba nxa bengakatsheli bona nti, they should not pretend to be champions of democracy when it comes to Zimbabwe. They should let us run our own affairs as we see secure for our people, fit and secure for our people. I-government cannot watch abantu abayiphula umthetho ngoba kule-US Embassy ezabhala ultimate time ukuthi abantu befithi. Abantu bayiphula umthetho, uhulumende ubonile through the security apparatus kule-evidence yakhe iyabe iqinile against abantu bona labo. So laba bona nxa bengela i-evidence bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, akumelanga begijime ukubana bethi abantu bekhulule.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi abantu bemzini abezayo laba abesadiki babenza ukuthi kube lokubotshwa kwabantu okunje besithi nxa kusiba labantu bemzini kuyamiswa na amalungelo abanye ukuze kwamukela abantu bemzini.
It's actually the other way around. Abantu laba ababotshiweyo bona nxa kulento efuna ukuyenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe kulabantu abemzini ababuyayo kumbe kulento esuke kuyihosta into esiyaziyo ukuthi bayaqalisa igrama yabo bayaqalisa uku-eda bekasa ukuba ngumsindo bekasa ufuna ukuvusa umsindo kwesinye isikhathi beqamba umsindo ukuthi bagidnetshiwe kwesinye isikhathi beqamba amanga ukuthi betshayiwe besenzela ukuthi ilizwe libe lamadaka lingcole.
Abanye bathi uhulumende usesethusela abantu ikakhulu abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi kubonakala izimota zamasotsha lendizamtshina ezipatrolayo besithi lokhu sekuyikwethusela uzulu.
Nxa ufuna ukwenza into embi yethuka, nxa ungafuna ukwenza into embi yethuka, abantu bazihambela sibele lapha santando every day bayazibona bazidlula ngoba akulanto embi afuna ukuyenza. So wena nxa kulalokhu okubi ofuna ukukwenza kumele uyethuka.
Lo umkhokheli lo umnumzana Kutakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso edlelana lebandla le-ZANU PF e-Forever Associates Zimbabwe obexoxa lotaboka Ncube we-Studio 7 umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi uthi abantu abathi bakhahlanyezwa ngamapholisa kumele beyemangala emapholiseni njalo eleZimbabwe lingeke liyekele ukubopha abantu ngenxa yomhlangano we-SADC Summit.
America, VOA.
Izakhamizi ezihlala kuvillage 2A eNsuza esabelweni seMatabeleland North zilephana labantu bokuza abazicandela imizi besithi bangabebandla le-ZANU PF. Laba bantu bafaka imizi mahlayana lasemadlelweni njalo bahluthuna lensimu zabanikazi bengagqize qala. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda.
Babuya ngobuningi bevela endaweni ezijeneye zeZimbabwe bethatha umhlabathi kulindawo. Ngokuthatha amasimu kakhulu uSilingo Ndlovu leminyaka engamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye lambili 92 ngabathi bangabalweni benkululeko kwenze izakhamizi zavusa umsindo zilisana labantu laba. Uyakhala ukhulu Ndlovu uthi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ke yabuza wathiwa umhlabathi wathathwa umsobhu. Lapho isimu yami khona yilokhu isiyayo. Kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona indawo yami ngoba kashiwo yakhe ngeyami. Nafike lapha 81.
Ingane kaNdlovu uthi Mkhosi Ndlovu udingwa yilaba bantu okuthiwa bafuna ukususela amanzi.
Kucela ukuthi izakhamuzi zincedise ngoba ubaba ufike kule ndawo. Esefela ijaka la esaqinile njengami.
Nkosi Nazi Dhoze Ncube ongumakhelwane kaNdlovu uthi laba bantu bebedinga umntakaNdlovu ngamehlo abomvu.
UngamntakaNdlovu wamswela wathi awuhambile. Bathi umtshele ukuthi asifunda kumbona ichazi kuyena lani ndawo. Bathi bangama ovethi. Ukhulu wahamba emapholiseni. Wafika amapholisa athi buyela.
Baneni abakhala ukuthathelwa imizi lamasimu abo. Ugogo Mancube uthi walwa lonobhala webandla le-ZANU PF kulindawo ezama umthathela umhlaba wakhe.
Student Zima, esuza lapha sithe sifika de ku right. Ufika ukuthi sokulomuntu ofakwela. Ungathi uyavuza umuntu yakutshela ukuthi uphe ngomunye. Uzanyamalala. Uzangona ku crossfire. Siyakutshela lokhu thina. Mina sivele sendindele ukufa vele siyakutshela khona ukuthi uyangena ku crossfire lapha Msalukazi.
Mnumzana Melody Sibanda ngomunye wabazihlalisa kule ndawo.
Nani la mazwi amaningi, umntwana omncane ngingangihambeli phambili kwezinye izinto kodwa kusalayo. Konoko okukhulunywa yikho okwenzakalayo, mina angilawo amaningi.
Umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF kule ndawo, onguye izakhamizi ezithi ubisa abantu bokuza ebathengisela umhlabathi umnumzana Njalana Mangobongobo Moyo, uthi yena akafakanga muntu kule ndawo, wathunywa inkokheli yebandla lakhe ukuthi ibone uhlelo lokuhlalisa kutsha abantu.
Holy team khulu, nguye owandandayo la. Ngithe sembulawa ngamehlo, semvela esibhedlela, semvela phakamehlo, ngafika abantu sebefakwe baba yizenkeleni. So mina kwaphithi icala lami yilipi. Ukhona usobhuku ababizayo.
Usobhuku wakule ndawo kavele 2A, umnumzana Luta Chuma, uthi abantu bezanuphile sebazifakela omunye usobhuku.
Sesixabana, basithathela la masimu, basivala le mgwaqo, basivalele yonke into.
Usobhuku obikwayo ethathela abantu umhlabathi, umnumzana Thomas Pedzi, encedisana nalowo othi wayengumlelo wenkululeko, umnumzana Walter Ncube, bayalile ukukhuluma le Studio 7. Ukhansila wakule ndawo umnumzana Thabiso Zwelonke Moyo uthi abantu bezanuphile bazenzela santando ensuza bethengisa izitanda.
As a member of the party, you are allowed to say to any Jack and Jill, just said in 10,000 rands, 12,000 rands to 15,000 rands. Ama police alapha, 2 out of 10 the illegal settlers. I police angaliza by illegal settlers. Liniwe indawo yowakha umuzi under the tree by any ordinary person. Do you think is that a police?
Umpentambo wesebenzi mathele North njalo umgcinihlalo webandla leZANU-PF kulesi sabelo esigoqela indawo leyo yensuza uthi ngamanga luhlaza ukuthi abantu abathathela abanye indawo zokuhlala bathunywa libandla lakhe.
Ngabantu abazenzelayo ngoba abafaki abantu mahhala babe babhadalisa. Konke lokhu kuyikuganga. So thina njengephathi, njengegovernment, kumele iphathi emathebeleni ethi kumele uhulumende asithumele umuntu ezephathi uhambe egamula. Lawo bantu kufuze bereporte emapholiseni.
Izakhamizi ezinengensuza zithi zihlalele evalweni zisesaba ukuba zizathathelwa imizi ngabantu bokuza okuthiwa basetshenziswa ngabanye abantu abakubandla leZANU-PF. Ngibale Studio 7 ensuza igama lami ngeze Jesus Bar.
Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Kusukela ngomfumfu nyakenye, abasamuki beqembu leHouthi abasekelwa ngohulumende waseIran bahlezi behlasela imikhumbi ethwala impahla edlula eBab al-Mandab phakathi kolwandle lweRed Sea leGulf of Aden. Abahlamuki laba bona abasekela iqembu leHamas futhi bephikisa ele-Israel balezikhali ezigoqela amabhomba lama-drone asebewasebenzise ukuhlasela imikhumbi engamajumi ayisikhombisa. Sebebulele abantu abane abasebenza emikhumbini njalo bathumba abanye besithi bafuna kumiswe impi ephakathi kweHamas le-Israel. Ngokusho kogatsha lwe-Israel olubona ngezomvikela, kuze kube namuhla abeHouthi sebehlasele ele-Israel besebenzisa izikhali zemoyeni kuze hlakalo ezedlula amakhulu amabili. Inyathelo elihle lokwenqabela iqembu eliyingozi ikulincitsha ithuba lokuhlasela. Kudaba lwamaHouthi, lokho kutsho ukuvimbela leli qembu ukuthenga izikhali. Njengoba izikhali ezinengi ezisetshenziswa ngamaHouthi zivela kwele Russia, eChina lakwele Iran, ukuvimba ikhono lokuhambisa lezi zikhali ngenye yendlela zokwenqabela leli qembu ukuzifinyelela. Ngakho, ugatsha lwe-US State Department solwethese abantu ababili izijeziso zenotho kanye lamankampani amane aphatheke kudaba lokuthengwa kwalezi zikhali. Inkampani yakuqala i-Al Shahari United Corporation Limited. Inkampani yakwele Yemen le iphathise amaHouthi ukuthenga izikhali kwele China lama-drone. Enye njalo inkampani ephansi kwayo esebenzela kwele China Ele Guangzhou Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited yaphatheka ekuthengweni kwalezi zikhali. IGuangzhou Al-Shahari ilawulwa inkampani yeHong Kong Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. Womathathu amankampani la etheswe izijeziso zenotho phansi kweziqondiso ze-Executive Order 13224. U-Ahmed Kaleya Yaya Al-Shahari laye wetheswe izijeziso ezifanayo ngoba eyisiphathamandla se-Hong Kong Al-Shahari. Usomabhizimusi wakwele Yemen, uMeha Yaya Mohammed Mutaha Al-Kinai, ungumqondisi wenkampani ye-Yemen Telecommunication Asset Company for Information Technology. Okuyinkampani ephathisa iqembu le-Houthi ekuthengeni izikhali. U-Al-Kinai lenkampani yakhe labo betheswe izijeziso zenotho ngesizathu sokuphathisa ama-Houthis. Ngenxa yezijeziso lezi, impahla yabo yonke efinyelelwa nguhulumende weMelika isibanjiwe. Ama-Houthis asebenza lamazwe afana leChina leHong Kong ukuthenga izikhali eziyingozi. Kusho uMnumzana Brian E. Nelson, isiphathamandla sogatsha lweTreasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. Uqhubeke wathi, eleMelika lizaqhubeka lijezisa labo abancedisa ama-Houthi ukwenza imisebenzi emibi.
Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Abadala bathi lithukelwa ebandla. Nansi ithuba mahlabezulu kuhlelo Lajo. Maviki wonke ngovulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Sihlaziya kwenzakala elizweni lasemhlabeni jikelele. Ingxoxo ezijulileyo lengcwethu zezombusazwe, ezomnotho, ezokulima, ezabesifazana abasakhulayo lokunye. Ngolwesibili silani kenje.
Lilami uThabo Kancube, ontanga, Let Us Connect and Network, kuhlelo The Connection.
Ngolwesithathu ke,
kuhlelo Diaspora Forum, lapho esikhangela khona ukuphila kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphandle kwelizwe. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo, ngizophisana noJonga Kandemiri.
Ngolwesine khona kwenzakalani?
Sigxila kwesiphathelane lentuthuko kuhlelo Asiyihluzeni Bomama. Lilami uzithandekile Mhlanga, sizophisana lomunye wami uMavela Simhlanga Nyahuye.
Sihlanganeni kulebjongo 8 o'clock kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ku-Studio 7 Voice of America. Sisakaza ku-radio, ku-Facebook nakuwebpage yethu ethi www.voandebele.com.
Izakhamizi zenkayi Gwanda, Jolojo lezinye izigaba eMatabeleland zithakazelela inhlelo ezigoqela ezokulima lezokunika uzulu ukudla eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende weMelika ebambisana lohlangothi olubona ngenswelo zikaZulu olwe-United States Agency for Development lezinye uqhuba uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi amalima loko esigabeni seBhinga, Wange, Lupane, Nkayi, leTsholotsho. Kule mizi efika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisitshiyangalombili 67,000 ephansi kohlelo lolu olukhangelane lokuthi kube lokudla okwanele abalambayo sikhathi sonke, njalo kusetshenziswa indlela ezitshiyeneyo zokukhotisa uzulu ukudla kanye lezokulima. Lungakasungulwa uhlelo lolu kwakulolubizwa ngokuthi ngamalima olwaluleza khamizi ezedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 118,000 ebulilima eGwanda, eMangwe leTsholotsho. Kulabantu abaningi abathi ziyanceda kakhulu inhlelo lezi. Omunye wabathakazelela inhlelo lezi ngunkosikazi Sihle Nhliziyo ohlala emadlozi enkayi esabelweni seMathebeleland North.
Sihola eGwelutshena clinic, sihola amafutha leporridge, sokusincedise kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Thandekile Ndebele laye uthi waqala ukuthola amafutha lempuphu yelambazi elenyanga ezine ezithwele.
Ukuhola lokhu sokusincedise kakhulu. Kuncedise kakhulu uSiya ngendlela engimangalisayo la. USiyabonga usethola ukudla okulomsoco. Uyakhula kuhle sibili.
Uhlelo lweAmalima loko lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda abantu abaningi ngesikhathi sendlala enkulu eZimbabwe ebangwa isikhudumezi somkhathi eseEl Nino. Umqondisi weRural Communities Empowerment Trust uMnumzana Vumani Ndlovu uthi uhlelo lolu luhle kakhulu.
Indlala ivele igxile ebantwini bonke. Kungakho ke ukunika abantu abalutshwana kwenza abanye inengi lisale liphakathi kwendlala esabekayo.
Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi lokwenqabela ingozi uMnumzana Everson Ndlovu ongumbalisi ekolitshini yemfundo yaphezulu eNational University of Science and Technology uncoma inhlelo ezehlukeneyo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika eMathebeleland.
Engikujabulelayo ngalolu hlelo futhi sisakhuluma nge-improved nutrition ikuthi lutagete omama abazithweleyo, omama abamunyisayo nabantwana ba-under 5 nabantu abadala sebekhulile. Njalo abadala ngoba sebelima kuma-irrigation sebekwanisa lokuzifidela abantu ababo esikolweni.
Isikhulumi se-Amalima loko uMnumzana Keith Moyo uthi uhlelo lolu lokutholisa ukudla abesifazana abazithweleyo, abamunyisayo nabantwana.
Sisebenza njalo ngokuthuthukisa umsoco wokudla kwabantwana. Okunye esikusebenzayo yikukhuthaza ukuhlanzeka emizini nokukhuthaza ukumelana lokuguquka kwesimo sezulu ngokuphatha kuhle imithambo yemvelo kanye lezokulima ngendlela ezifanelekile.
Ezinye inhlangothi ezikuhlelo lolu ngeBureau of Humanitarian Assistance ebambisana leCNFA. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo uIsaac Mpofu loluthendo Nyahora abamelele eZimbabwe emidlalweni ye-2024 Paris Olympics bakhangelelwe ukuba bazancintisana labadabuka kwamanye amazwe emidlalweni wokugijima umango omude kusasa kweFrance. Ababili laba bathi bazimisele ukuthola imendulo ezilohlonzi. Okwamanje akula ngitsho loyedwa odabuka eZimbabwe usethole imendulo emidlalweni le. Zonke isikhathi zokuzwa imibono yenu lina abalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Basakazi, basakazi, itshona njani basakazi? Hayi, siyashona basakazi. Jabula kakhulu basakazi, ngifike izindaba ezimnandi basakazi. Jabulela kulabo abasisapotayo impela ngento eyenzakalayo ezinye. Silapha mpela eSouth Africa but siyahlupheka. Walubona mpela uhlupho. Inkinga enginayo ukuthi bona labo iziphathamandla ezimbiza ngobaba umnango wakho. Akazi ngizowani embiza sithi u-Emiston Mtambuza umnango wakho akazi. Uzothiwa ngubaba. Kwabe uthotha umuntu wangukhona omncane umnango wakho. Yena umdala njengoba azibona nje zonke nje imihlathi le yomile. Kodwa azozithi baba kumnango wakho. Izolami kuphela amazinga ethusayo. Wena uyebiza umnango wakho ngobaba. Ayi, nami ngiyakuqala lo mbuzo njalo. Abanye abantu babiza ama-president amagama but nalimbiza ngobaba. Yikho kuphela kwenza ukuthi egcine ibopha abantu ngoba lithi ngubaba.
Livuka njani litshona njani basakazi bami bakaStudio 7? Linjani khona ngapho boGibbs bonke linjani khona ngapho kwele America? Lokhuluma ngocetshwayo eSwanda ngilapha eSouth Africa. Into engiloku engimangaza loku engilalela inews kaStudio 7 everyday. Ngizwa ukuthi hayi ukuthi iZimbabwe ithi umnanga kwekabuyela gaini. Kambe kunomuntu ongajabulela ukuthi ilizwe liyalungiswa ukuthi kulunge harali. Iharali kade yalunga. Now ibizwa ukuthi as the seat of industry because woke ama-industry esasilawo kobulawayo. Sayi hayi harali sinani thina kobulawayo. Abantu bakithi bayaxaka manje.
Siyabezwa labo akuthiwa ngama-UPzan lo kuthiwa ngumunashe lo. Umntana ongangawe shungelangqondo olekukhanda elixegazi ngelentethe ukusitshela ngemgwaqo elungiswe eHarare. Sihlale eHarare thina sonke. Hayi mina ngiyabo sijayela kabi. Into eziphezulu ukuvala abantu bemzini amehlo lezo into elingazethola liphakama ngazo esithi umnanga kwakumele azivusele kuze kuyefe ku-2030. Yo, hayi abantwana abangangani kuyanyanyisa njani ukubeza bekhuluma into enyanyekayo njengalo. Lalo layo ukhuluma izolo okuthiwa ngoDube, kuthiwa ngoBhethi Dube, kuthiwa ngubani wakoDube lo layo. Hayi thina mani lana-ke liyenza into ezidle ngqondo mani.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Ichi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday living is leqembu le isambulo gospel leliqembu. Lidabuka eTsholojo kodwa lichula likwele South Africa. Lapha liphethe idlalathe lalo lokuqala elesihloko esithi Baba Lazaro. Njalo lithi liza kwethula elesibili ekupheleni kwenyanga. Nangumholi waleli qembu uLungisani Mpofu exoxa noNtukameli Gomo weStudio 7.
Bazalwane ngilangazelela iJerusalema, 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 iJerusalema.
Ngiyabingelela kuzindawo zonke elikuzwa abantu bakaThixo. Ngizazisa nami emphakathini ngizethula ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukungena ebantwini ikho engingakuhlubisa okwasekuqaleni.
Ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Inamba engizoyishiya ithi 081 003 468. Inamba esitholakala kuyo kuWhatsApp nakuma-calls iyatholakala. Siyabonga futhi ukuthi uma lingaseluleka izandla lisichase ukuze nathi sikhule.
Abalandeli ubatshela wapha amazwi?
Kubalandeli bakhulise abaculi bakithi kuze nathi sibe nento enhle ezweni lakithi. Kuthi indawo zonke noma ungabe uwuphi umculo ufanele ukuthi asapote, njalo ufanele ukuthi abantu bamnikeze ithuba bazwisise lokhu abe esuka eza nakho, nokuthi bamsapote bamkhulise. Bese ngibonga kubaphathi bomsakazo weStudio 7 ozama ngamandla onke ukuphakamisa abaculi noma ukuveza abaculi bakithi emphakathini. Bonke abasebenza ngemsakazo ngabe ngahlala bekwenza lokhu.
Siyabonga Ntukameli Gomo elulungisani Mpofu umfanekaya yashasibili. Siyabonga kakhulu Mpofu. Yes, singakayehlukani wothi siboneke esilakho kwe-live joke namhlanje sixoxa ngemidlalo ye-2024 Paris Olympics. Izindaba zethu ebezikhokhela namhlanje inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International ye-United Nations isikondlo semelika eZimbabwe nabezokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana kwabantu kweleZimbabwe. Sikuqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olubalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.